Joining us now from Rice County Public Health Services is Rice County's Public Health Director, Deb Perfierst. Deb, thank you so much for joining us today, and good morning.
Good morning, sure, and thanks for inviting me on the show.
And you probably know why we invited you on. It's all about COVID-19. We've spoken with you a number of times through the course of the last, well, I guess it's 15, 18 months now or so that this has been going on, but recently there has been a spike in the COVID numbers, not just in our area, but nationally. We're seeing those numbers rise, the hospitalizations rise, and it's all due to this Delta variant. I guess, first of all, from your standpoint as public health director, does this Delta variant seem to be more dangerous, more contagious, and are the numbers kind of backing that up?
Currently the dominant Delta variant is much more transmissible than our previously circulating virus back in 2020. So we know that it spreads, it's more contagious, so it definitely is spreading more quickly. So they predict that it spreads about twice as easily from one person to another. And we have seen an uptick in our numbers. So as we look at our weekly incidence of cases, the most recent period of time through the end of July, in Rice County, we were at 78 for our weekly incidence. The week prior had been 26 for comparison. So we're definitely starting to see that bump up in cases. So we're kind of at the point right now that we were at the end of April of this year. Certainly we're not at the point that we were last Thanksgiving time when we were seeing nearly 800 cases in a week. But the concerning thing is that we're definitely seeing the increase in the cases.
Let's talk about the efforts that everybody has gone through to get vaccinated, the vaccine. What does Rice County's vaccine rate look like? And do you have any stats yet on if vaccinated people are safer, have less less transmission issues and contagiousness than somebody who might be not vaccinated?
Sure. So to start with, as far as vaccination status, in Rice County, currently for 12 and older having received at least one vaccine dose, Rice County is at 63.4%. We are lagging the state. The state is at 68.4%. So we definitely continue to strongly urge people to get vaccinated if you haven't already done so. When we look at the breakout in the age groups, Rice County lags the state for vaccination in our 12 to 15-year-old age group and our 18 to 49-year-old age group. The other age groups, we actually are a little bit ahead of the state average, but we do know that those two age groups were lagging a bit. And so certainly public health, as well as our local healthcare providers, pharmacies, continue to strongly encourage vaccination. They have vaccines available, trying to be as accommodating as we can for folks who are looking for a vaccine. Most sites allow walk-in vaccination now. So it is pretty darn convenient for people to get vaccinated when they're looking to get vaccinated. And we know that vaccination is very effective. We do know that a small percentage of people who are fully vaccinated may still get COVID-19, if they're exposed to the virus. However, that's a very small number. Those are considered vaccine breakthrough cases. Right now, the data tells us that COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough cases are uncommon. Less than 0.2% of people who are fully vaccinated later become infected with the virus. So that's a very small percentage. So in other words, 99.8% of people who are fully vaccinated have not gotten COVID-19. And then we also know that COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths among people who are fully vaccinated are even less common, with the percentage being 0.02% of those who are fully vaccinated being hospitalized, and 0.002% of the fully vaccinated people dying from COVID. So we know that those vaccinations are extremely effective. Vaccination still is the best preventative measure against COVID-19. So that's why we continue to message out and encourage vaccination. It's the best tool we have in our toolbox.
And the while you are trying to impress upon people the importance of getting that vaccination, there seem to be other groups out there, especially on the internet, that are peddling information that may not coincide with your information that you have from a public health standpoint and a scientific standpoint. Are you seeing much for the people who aren't being vaccinated? I don't know how much information you get about that, but just in a general sense, are people, they in general, I guess, do they have issues with the vaccination process? Do you know if they think they're going to be get sick or have some type of side effects, or is it just a point of, yeah, I haven't got around to it yet? Is there any information on that?
I think it's very important that people use credible sources for information when they're researching about any information that is health related. So we know that on the internet there's lots of information out there. On Facebook you will see lots of information. So it is really important that people are looking at credible sources when they're reading up about information. We know that there always have been people who conscientiously object to vaccines. That certainly is a small percentage of the population. Some refer to them as vaccine hostile. So really, they just are not, they don't believe in it. They conscientiously object. And really, those folks probably aren't going to change their mind about vaccine. But we also know that there are some people who are just maybe vaccine hesitant, like they need to hear more information. I think some people have waited to see, to make sure that there weren't any safety concerns with the vaccine when it first came out. And so I believe those are the people we are now seeing coming in, for instance, at our vaccination clinics. Every Thursday we offer all-day COVID vaccines by appointment and walk-in. And I would say for the most part, people coming in right now are people who maybe decided to delay for a little bit. They just wanted to make sure that they weren't hearing about any vaccination side effects. Some people just frankly say, you know, I just was busy, didn't get around to doing it. I knew everybody else wanted it. I decided to wait. Now it's easy. I can just drive by. I see the signs up. I pull in and I get vaccinated. So I think there's various reasons why people maybe initially deferred vaccine. But I would say our Thursday clinics have been quite popular. We have links on our Rice County Public Health website. People can go onto our website, sign up for any of the three vaccines. So we are offering all three of the vaccines. And then we also allow folks to just walk in. So those vaccine clinics have been very popular and will continue to do that. We also have been going out in the community to different locations. We want to make it easy for people to get vaccinated. So we have been at various school sites, community sites. We've been trying to place ourselves where people are gathering just to make it a bit easier for those who maybe haven't gotten around to getting vaccinated. We also are seeing people who received their first vaccine and then just kind of forgot to get that second dose if they had received Pfizer or Moderna. So we're also reminding people that you're not considered fully vaccinated till you've received both doses of the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine, and then it does take about 2 weeks after that to get the full immune response. So it is important for people to plan ahead, especially now with school starting. 12 and older are eligible for vaccines, and it does take about 5 weeks to reach that full immunity level. So, you know, it's good to be thinking about, okay, I need to get moving on this and get this done. So it does feel like a long time ago for many people when they received their first dose. I'm sure for many of your listeners, it has been probably 6 months since they were vaccinated. So I know for a large segment of the population, vaccinations, but we still want to work on those who have not gotten that accomplished yet.
All right. Well, the vaccination, as you mentioned, is readily available. Rice County, the public health services, having your regular opportunities. And, of course, our clinics here in town and hospitals and such here in town will have that as well. It's easy to get done. And the statistics that you were mentioning before about the people who get COVID, who get hospitalized for COVID, and who die of COVID, the percentage of people that have had vaccinations are just minuscule. So the numbers are there. So Deb Perfierst, thank you very much for joining us. We certainly appreciate that. We will let you go now and have a good day and continue to fight the good fight. Maybe we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks so much and have a great day.
Okay, you too. Deb Perfierst, once again, the Rice County Public Health Director. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.